Okay, I'm talking with
Jason O'Neill.
And you were talking at TEDx about what today, Jason?
I was talking about goals and setting goals and how you should have a plan, because a plan isn't as restricted as a goal is. So you should have plans more than goals.
And that got that changed a couple other people's talks where they had the word goal and they're like, but now I'm calling it a plan.
Yes,
because
that
Jason,
was...
that's good. And I saw even some Twitter about that where people were echoing that. So you produced products. You want to talk about that a little bit and then where that's led you?
When I was 9, I started my own business called Pencil Bug. Mm-hmm. Pencil Bug is a handmade pencil topper that looks like a bug. And it all started by accident. My mom was participating in a craft fair, and I wanted to help her with her product, but she said I had to come up with my own idea. So I just kind of started drawing out some designs, and Pencil Bugs ended up being what I came up with. Yeah. So that just took off, and eventually, 3 months ago, I actually just published my first book, and it's called Bitten by the Business Bug, so it's kind of a play on words there.
Yeah.
So the best way to describe the book is its subtitle. It's Common Sense Tips for Business and Life from a Teen Entrepreneur.
Wow.
So it's a bunch of tips and advice and a bunch of great stories that I've learned from people, all sorts of amazing people, and my own stories too. So it's a great book.
So, I mean, this is transformative. You've gone around and given talks all over. You've really run a successful business. What grade are you in right now?
I'm in 9th grade.
So, I mean, you've already, like, found the dream in some sense. Is it hard to go to school every day and sit through a rigid, you know, set of whatever the curriculum is, knowing that you've already kind of busted loose on your own?
Well, I think that school and the business sense are two totally different things, but mm-hmm. you need them both to have a good, well-rounded education.
Yeah.
That a school and business itself isn't enough to make somebody knowledgeable in all the areas that they should be.
Right.
So it's good to have both. But then kids at school, people would think that they would think I'm just some amazing person, but the fun of somebody being like a celebrity, you could call it, is it doesn't really last. You think of, say, a really famous person, and then you think they're so amazing, but once you meet them, it's not really anything special.
Right.
So the kids at school don't really think I'm really any different.
Sure, exactly. You just got.
I'm just a normal kid.
Yep. This conference was amazing. Probably the best conference I've ever been to. What were your thoughts about it, listening to all the other speakers?
There were a ton of amazing speakers, and I think the best thing about this conference, above all others, is that it's all kids.
Yeah.
And it's hard for a business or a kid that has a business to find other kids that think the same way that they do, because most of the normal kids just go to school, do homework, go back to school again. Mm-hmm. But being around other kids that think outside of the box is a great environment to be in. There were a bunch of amazing people here tonight.
What advice can you give my students when I go back? Because when I showed them your page and that you had started this business, they were just aghast. They just thought it was amazing. What could you tell them?
I think the overlying tip for anybody is try your ideas. Everybody has an idea, but people are too afraid to try for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. They can't afford it. They don't think it's worth it. But try your ideas, and you don't know what might happen.
And how about for teachers? Anything, any advice for them? Especially coming from like that engagement level that you're talking about, how could they bring that into the classroom?
I think for teachers, it's great to allow the students to think outside of the box. Mm-hmm. A lot of teachers, if it says in their rules, don't let kids go beyond these guidelines, that's what they will do. They won't use common sense, which is kind of what my book is about. It's mm-hmm. just common sense that people don't really realize. Things that just if somebody has a great idea, let them encourage them, let them go forward in that.
Can you say the whole title of your book one more time, just so I have it?
The book is Bitten by the Business Bug, Common Sense Tips for Business and Life from a Teen Entrepreneur.
Great. Thank you very much. Thanks so much for a great talk and for taking this time. I know it's been a long day, and thanks for doing that.
Thank you.
Great.